It is Friday, March 19th, and you are listening to Default Daily. Motherfuckers, this is Default Daily. I'm Decoder. Today's date, Friday, March 19th. It's about 3:45 p.m. out here on the East Coast. And I'm joined with a very, very familiar voice today.
Yeah, Lucky 225.
That's right.
And become Default Radio.
But he can be on Default Daily, because this ain't the radio, baby. This is the telephone, telephonic version. And just to let everybody out there know, the number that you're on right now, 206-222-5585, which may be changed in the near future, we're not sure. It might get a vanity, but for now, that's what you can hear Default Daily on. It changes every day. And me, Decoder, my voicemail out here is 206-333-1942, 206-333-1942. And pretty soon, I'm going to have the Laser Freak directory set up, and that's going to be on 206-888-3334. So when I get it set up, give it a call. You hear all the different listings out here, 206-888-3334. Now, Lucky.
And of course, my voicemail is 909-590-0004.
Yeah, you don't have a laser because you're just that lead.
Yeah.
Well, you won't be in the Laser Freak directory then. And, you know, just in case you missed any of the episodes, right now you can hear the pilot ep from March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, me and Ibuprofen, on 206-600-1839. Or if you want to hear yesterday's episode, the episode from March 18th, which I did with when I was joined with Briscativo, you can hear that on 376-7530. I don't know how long we're going to save them there, but for now, that's where they are. And there is one more. Well, not just the last number, but this is one really important number that I'm going to give to the people out there, Lucky. This is the exclusive. We had pre-recorded Default Radio, the streaming version. We pre-recorded it last night, episode 18. And you know what else we did?
What else did you do?
The entire uncut, unedited, no music, raw version is on a voicemail box right now at 206-222-4177. You don't want to wait for the full version to come out or the cleaned up version at 10 o'clock tonight on, of course, defaultradio.com, streaming on DDP Hack Radio. You don't want to wait? Listen to it now. 206-222-4177. Raw, uncut, no music, no edits, and that's about the size of it right now.
Yeah. Wow, that's raw, baby. Oh, baby, I like it raw.
Just like the old dirty bastard. We like it fucking raw. Raw and uncut. And that's it, man. So, I don't know, Lucky. What do you up to, bro?
I don't know, man. I'm checking the polls here for whether or not I should be rehired over here on FinRep Forms. Looks like it's at 50%.
Well, but in the near future, you know, based on what the people say, you might come back. I did forget one more thing, Lucky. Hopefully we got into contact with the person who had set this up for us yesterday. But for a while there, if you called 212-867-5309, which was the number, of course, from the song Tommy Two Tone, Jenny, that, of course, was up to about $200,000 on eBay, I believe.
It was $80,000 before they pulled it. He was accepting bids. If you called 212-867-5309, I think he left his email on his answer machine, And apparently that number has been sold now, because now it's a different voicemail.
Well, let me tell you, my friend. Let me tell you. Apparently, someone, a fan of the Default Radio Show, got the voicemail. I don't know if maybe they were the person who bought it legitimately.
Maybe.
But all we know is I got a message from someone telling me to call that number. So I did. And sure enough, I heard a text-to-speech voice telling me that they were Jenny's assistant. She was busy listening to Default Radio, and they gave out the web address and everything. And I was astounded, to say the truth. I just called it. Like I said, it's about 3:45 on the East Coast. It's about 10 to 4 on the East Coast right now. And I had I just checked it out, and the mailbox is full, so it's not saying the original greeting. Now it's just saying the mailbox.
But it has a familiar voice on it, but we won't name any names.
Yeah, it's right now it's saying the mailbox belonging to, and then somebody saying blowjob. I wish they had, you know, whoever did that should have just made it say defaultradio.com for the name. But, you know, they didn't have the forward thinking, which is okay. But, you know, hopefully that person figures out what's going on and changes it back. But it was on.
Well, if they're a fan of Default, they'll no doubt be listening to this and get it changed.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, you know, it's ready to get done. And hopefully by tonight, maybe by the time some people are listening to it, if you're out there listening, try calling it up. See what happens. You know, of course, when this show is over and you leave your message, call up that 212-867-5309 and see what happens. You know, I made my own rendition of that song. And as everyone knows, the chorus to the song is, Jenny, I got your number. I got to make you mine. Jenny, don't change your number. 867-5309. Well, I made my own default version, which goes, Jenny, I got your password. I got to make your voicemail mine. Jenny, don't change your password from default on 867-5309.
Yeah, which that sounded like at the when I called it and it was playing the all this mailbox is full. That sounds like it was an AT&T wireless voicemail.
That's what I thought it was too, man. That's what I thought it was.
Someone left it on a 1111, morons.
Most likely. Now there's one more piece of there's one more thing I got to get out here. We got a few messages on the show I did yesterday about the Cuba and Guantanamo Bay, the country codes. And just to get everyone up to speed, thanks to the people who left us this info, Cuba, as I said, the country code is 53. And for Guantanamo Bay, it's country code 53, city code 99. So there you go on that little piece of info there. And there's also, Strom Carlson has a laser box set up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's called the Strom Carlson Recording Service, which can be heard at 206-208-8375. 206-208-8375.
I'll have to check that out.
Most definitely. So I don't know, man. What's going down?
Not much, man. I'm just reading through the 867-5309 news articles where NAMPA is saying, phone numbers are a public resource, says Bill Stern, spokesperson of NAMPA.
Well, NAMPA's retarded. Let me tell you why. They're not a public resource. Those aren't NAMPA's numbers. The reason portability exists is because the federal courts have ruled that your number is yours. The use of it, not the actual number. You can't own a number. It's a number.
Yeah.
But the use of it is yours. You have that right. Now, I made the analogy before, Lucky, before the show, before we started recording this, that if I'm in the park, sitting on a park bench, it's public property. I have every right in the world to be sitting on that park bench. And if someone comes up and says, hey, I would like to sit on that park bench, and I'd like you to get the fuck out of here. Right?
Yeah.
I have the right to refuse. I can say, no, I'm sitting here right now. I'm currently using this park bench. But if you give me $100, I'll get up and walk away. Now, I'm not selling him the park bench.
The park bench is still bolted to the public property.
Yeah, it's not my park bench, and I'm not selling it to him.
Not going to get up and, like, tow it.
Yeah, I am simply taking an offer to get up and discontinue my use of the park bench and enable him to use it. So it's just like, didn't the AIM name Satan sell on eBay for $2,000?
Yeah.
They didn't sell the AIM name. They sold the password to the AIM name. The password is your property. You have use of that AIM name, and it is your password. If you choose to sell the password to enable someone else to use that AIM name, that's perfectly legal. there's not a court in the land that would say that it isn't. You know? So what I'm going to wait to do, I myself have a bunch of vanity numbers that I'd like to sell myself. And
not the numbers, of course.
No, the passwords, the use of these numbers that are legally mine. They are legally, 100% legally mine. I was offered these, and I took them from the company that offered them to me. They made me an offer, and I took the offer. They're not legally mine. They're their numbers, but they're my passwords, and I have legal use of the of these numbers and these passwords. And if I choose to sell the passwords to people so that they can have legal use of these numbers, it's my right, and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to wait until we see what happens with NAMPA flapping their lips, you know what I'm saying? once a court says, no, NAMPA, you're wrong, as soon as they say that, the price of vanity numbers are going to shoot up, and I'm going to sell mine. And that's going to fund the various default projects we have out here. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
We might even, you know, depending on how much cash I make off of it, we might put a watch number on here. We'll see. You wait and find out.
Default con 11.11.
You never know. Right? You never know.
Yeah.
Now, so yeah, that's about it on that. How long have we been going here? Because I don't know, how long are people going to listen, Lucky? How long would you sit down and call up?
Well, I sat down and listened to your show last night.
Which was 15 minutes, almost.
Yeah, that was fine. I mean, I'm guessing about 30 minutes to an hour. An hour is kind of stretching it.
Yeah, that is. Well, that's like we can't really do an hour every day, but if we wanted to, we could. This is all about creativity here. We're doing what we want to do. If you don't want to listen, you don't have to listen. You know what I'm saying? But we're doing what we want to do. And I've gotten a lot more feedback on this voicemail box than I've gotten email or mail on the 484 default number that we have, which is 484-333-2858, or my email, decoder@defaultradio.com, and, of course, the website, defaultradio.com. I've gotten more responses on this. I think people like it. This is pure, unadulterated freaking right here. You're calling up a number. And you're hearing this. This is old school, bro.
Yeah.
This is definitely as old school as it gets. You know, and freaks as a bunch are just, you got to call them purists, man. We're old school. We figure out old school way to do things and old school uses of technology. And this right here is one of them. You know?
Definitely, man. Very inventive, too.
This is the telephony subculture.
I thought you were probably one of the first people to be doing one of these shows until...
I can't believe there's other people doing it.
There's other numbers. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I give them all the props in the world for what they're doing. And we're going to definitely be giving out more information on those other numbers in the near future. I just want to get, like, my shit together over here. I did give a few yesterday. I gave Johnny Hacker actually has, like, a club music thing out here where he plays club music. You can call up the number and hear it.
Yeah.
I mentioned the number yesterday. There was a guy who has a list of area codes that are like non-continental U.S. area codes. He lists off all the Caribbean area codes, Canadian area codes. Yeah, and it's fucking leet, man. It is fucking pure fucking leet. Now, I also have one more number that I want to give out.
Okay.
Now, this is an error message that I found on a Watts number. And I knew, like, when I called it that it wasn't going to be around for that long. So what I did was I copied it over. You know, with utilizing my three-way calling, I copied it over onto a laser voicemail box. And the number is 206-222-0385. Once again, 206-222-0385. And that right there is an area code change message out of London, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you call it up and check it out, don't leave a voicemail in there because I don't know how, you know, when I'm going to check those messages. You know, who knows? If you want to leave, of course, if you want to leave a message, you can leave it right here or you can leave it on my personal voicemail. Once again, 206-333-1942. So, but yeah, man, I want more people to do this. Strom Coffin, he's got one up. I want more people to do it. I was actually thinking that maybe someone should get the recordings off of phone trips and put them on these numbers. Strum actually said that he was going to go talk to Evan Doorbell and see if he's okay with that, which he was sure he would be, and I'm sure he would be.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, because let me tell you, Lucky, now, I don't mean to be calling myself out here, but I don't like real audio. I don't use real audio, and I'm never going to use real audio ever in my entire life till the day I die.
And I don't understand why you didn't put those in Wave.
I know, but let me tell you, the only times that I've ever had a chance to listen to any of those recordings was when Whitesword played them over the bridge for us. And we sat and we listened attentively when that was playing. This is the Group Bell recordings, man. We don't fuck around. So I think someone should get all of those, all of them. Someone should take the work. And this is my call to people, because I'm not going to do it. I said I don't use Real Player. But someone should get every single one of those recordings on there, put on some different layers of voicemail boxes, get a whole list, just like on the website, list exactly what they are, and distribute that around. So that, because, believe it or not, man, there are some freaks out there that don't have net access at home.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're freaks, man.
Exactly.
They don't got a computer to, you know, they're just like, you know, they got the mentality of a hacker or a phone freak.
But without a computer.
Without a computer, you know, and you're sitting at home and you got all the schoolwork and you don't got anything else to do, so you're like, you know what, screw this shit, I'm going to pick up the phone and start dialing.
And freaking, exactly. So that's what I want. That's my call, man. I want someone to do it. All the recordings off of phone trips, I want to see each and every one of them on a different laser voicemail box. And, you know, if you want to sign up for LaserBox, like I said in the past, 206-376-1000. And I'm going to put out a little more info right here about Laser Voicemail, as a matter of fact. Something that not a lot of people know that I'm about to put out today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There are actually three other numbers that you could use to sign up to Laser Voicemail. There's nothing special about them. Excuse me, my throat. There's nothing really special about them. They're exactly the same as 206-376-1000, but there are three other numbers that you could call, just to let people know. They're the same thing. And they're all, of course, area code 206, and those three numbers are 376-5000, which a few people know about that number.
Hmm.
There's 279-9999, and there's 888-1111. And those are the three other numbers.
11.
Yep, 1111. Those are the same thing as 206-376-1000. So if you want to use those, you know, go right ahead.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
Wow.
So I don't know, did you want to do any live calling an operator and doing something before we bounce out of here?
No, I think I'm going to save that for another show, actually.
Save it for a future episode.
Yeah, so it'll have to do something with the... Freaking in the future without a blue box.
Freaking in the future, which is going to be, I guess, coming up on another episode of Default Daily, but that might actually screw up my plan.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Oh, I told you, my plan that I was going to have a different person guest host with me on this show every day.
Oh, that's okay, man. I'll just hack into Default Radio again.
Oh, okay. I don't know. You think that's a good idea? You think I should have a different person every time?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Of course, you know, if I can. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a... Oh, go ahead.
Substitutes.
Well, it's not a question of if I can get 300 different people to do this with me. It's a question of whether they're going to be around when I want to record it. There is one last thing I do want to say. We may not update this thing on the weekend. So this might be like a five-day-a-week thing. We might take weekends off. As a matter of fact, we're probably going to take weekends off. And I have to figure out a time that we're going to update it usually. Now, it's been around 4 o'clock. That's when we've usually been updating this. Sometimes that might change. So usually check in around between like 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock to see if the episode has changed. And as I said, today's Friday. March 19th, right now it's 4:02 on the East Coast, and this probably will not be updated again until Monday. I'm not going to make, you know, who knows? I might decide to do it. Something might be going on. I might actually update this, but it's probably not going to be updated again until Monday. And my plan is that probably around this time tomorrow, once this thing has been up for about 24 hours, I'm just going to list different numbers on here. It's not going to be a show. I'm going to change it. You're still going to be able to listen to this. It's going to be mirrored just like the other episodes are. But I'm just going to list all the numbers on here so you can choose what you want to listen to. So, as I said, it's going to be a kind of a preliminary laser freak directory. But when I get around to finally, when other people start doing shit, you know what I'm saying, when I get around to doing the actual laser freak directory, that's going to be in the future on 206-888-3334. And you know what? It's about all the time we have for today, man.
Yeah, and I got to give a shout-out before we leave.
All right, man, give a shout.
Got to give a shout-out to the DC213 group out in L.A.
No doubt, man. And I got a shout-out, too.
I'll be going out there today because it's the third Friday.
Really?
So yeah, so if anyone's calling this and they want to check in, if it's before 8 o'clock, you know, on the Pacific, come on out here to the Denny's. You know, go to dc213.org. It's got all the information out there.
That's it. DEFCON 213, which is the third Friday of every month, as opposed to the 2600, which is the first Friday.
Yeah.
And, I got one shout-out myself, and I want to give a big shout-out to Hairball and his website, hbx.us, where he's giving out free shells, and he has the leadest thing in the world, I think, the weekly war dial. So definitely everyone go check out Hairball's site, hbx.us. Get yourself a shell and check out the weekly war dial.
Weekly war dial.
And don't forget, if you didn't hear it before, right now you could hear Default Radio episode 18, which does not premiere officially until tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern. You could hear
advanced raw copy.
You could hear it, the advanced raw copy right now on 206-222-4177. Call it up. Check it out. We're gone late.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.